Show me today.
Well, this is the third book that I've written. The first two were, the first two are part of a trilogy that I'm doing on my own. It's a fantasy thriller trilogy. And I started with those, and then I came in contact with this publishing company who wanted to do a middle grade fiction book. So the fantasy thrillers are more for adults. And then they approached me for this one because I'm also a teacher. And I was all over it. I was really excited to write this one too. So this is the third book, Journey Through the Advent Calendar.
Before we get into Journey Through the Advent Calendar, can you take me through the process of finding in-depth ideas like this to write fictional stories? Because I constantly think to myself, how the heck do you guys go so in-depth to an idea like this that you can write hundreds of pages about what's going on?
For the first couple books that I wrote, it was me pretty much sitting down and thinking about the world around me and kind of what I wish it were like and how people develop coping mechanisms for things in their lives, and writing an adventure story or some kind of thriller or fantasy novel kind of comes to me when I start thinking about like how people deal with their lives, and then also being inspired by other writers help. And then this particular book, Journey Through the Advent Calendar, was kind of a co-idea because Josh Stevens from the publishing company said that he thought it would be cool if there were a book where somebody got pulled into an advent calendar, because people purchase them at Christmas time and they have socks in them and chocolate and all sorts of things. And he said, wouldn't that be cool if there was a book about that? And as soon as he said that, I immediately was like, oh, there's so many things you could do with that. And I thought of all of the things that I love about Christmas time and things that I love about my favorite fantasy books like Chronicles of Narnia or The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. And I immediately just started coming up with ideas and putting it together. And I really, the way I come up with, I guess, thousands of words on an idea is I just think about what that character is going to do next and like who they're going to encounter. And if you take it like little step by little step, all of a sudden you have thousands of things happening to this one person. So I guess that's the best way to describe that.
Okay, and to go in depth about those thousands of words that you're putting on pages, can you describe for the listening audience what's Journey Through the Advent Calendar is about?
Yeah, so the book is about a 14-year-old boy whose life is pretty much perfect for him. He has his parents, he goes to school, and he's an only child, and he's starting to make a lot of friends. And then things get turned around for him because his parents die. And after his parents die, he gets adopted by his uncle, who is a Catholic priest and also runs a Catholic school. And so he is adopted by his uncle, but he's also adopted into his life. And he starts going to a new school, and he realizes that, you know, there's this whole world of Catholicism that he never really understood and he never really cared to learn about. And his uncle gives him an Advent calendar because the Advent process the Advent season is very Catholic. And so he gives him an Advent calendar and he's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And he just kind of has this thing. And one day he falls in his room and knocks it over. And he goes to pick it up because he's worried he cracked it. And he gets sucked into the Advent calendar. And there's a whole fantastical world inside where he has to achieve certain things in order to get back home. And all of those things relate to Christmas time and how Christianity is a globally accepted religion. And it ties in secular and non-secular ideas of the holiday season. And what I think is cool about it is no matter what people believe or who they are, the elements of Advent, which are hope, faith, joy, and peace, are four elements or virtues, really, that the whole world agrees are good things. So it can be accessible for everybody.
Author Rachel Browdy, she has been discussing her new book coming out November 1st. That'll be in stores wherever books are sold, Journey Through the Advent Calendar. How about the main character, Zachariah, the 14-year-old boy? What's his personality like?
So he's edgy. At first, he's very concerned. Before his parents pass away, he's very concerned with his popularity and trying to be one of the cool kids and worried about his image and worried about where he's, like, if he has the coolest clothes or the coolest ideas. And he's always kind of like hiding parts of himself away so that he doesn't get embarrassed or that so people won't like him. And then once his parents pass away and he has to move in with his uncle lives far away from everybody that he was friends with. So he spends a lot of time, you know, scrolling through social media, seeing what they're doing without him. And he gets pretty depressed and lonely and kind of starts to lose himself. And so he loves, there are certain things that he does love to do, like read mysteries and play the drums. He's a very curious person. When he gets sucked into this advent calendar, he finds out that the things he loves about himself, he starts to appreciate those things more. So he's an edgy kid, but he has a really big heart.
Great. And I'd love to go back to your inspirations. You mentioned Lord of the Rings and also The Chronicles of Narnia. So I'm assuming the setting of this book inside this advent calendar, it's a very magical slash mythical type of setting. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So it ties in a lot of mythical and fantasy elements from just stories in general. But then I also tried to pull in mythical elements from stories worldwide. Like there's even some, I won't give away too many things, but there's some animals and beasts that are come from like the Pacific Island area in their myths that I tried to tie in. So things that are a lot different than maybe people are normally used to. But then I also tied in traditional things like dragons and magical elements that people are familiar with. So it kind of expands on those ideas. And the world is very much a fantasy world. And I absolutely loved growing up with stories like Lord of the Rings and the Chronicles of Narnia. So it was really exciting to write something along those lines and give it my own flair as well.
Okay. Is this a setup for a potential series, or is that something that readers are going to have to find out themselves?
Well, this is something that is, because it is based off of the Advent season, it pretty much comes to a close, but there is possible ways to continue this idea in the future. So it's kind of up in the air right now.
So since this is targeted towards the young adult age range, why do you believe that this is a book that young adults should consider and want to read from cover to cover?
We designed the book around a 14-year-old boy, and the book itself is interesting because even though it is geared toward middle grade fiction or young adult, people that are reading it already that have been like beta readers and have been of all ages, and everyone is finding something in it that they really like. So first, I would say it's kind of one of those books that anybody could pick up and enjoy. And the book that I always think about when I think of a book that people of all ages would pick up and enjoy is like Harry Potter. I know people who have picked up Harry Potter at the age of 10 and loved it, and people who have read the series of Harry Potter for the first time when they're adults and they love it. And I have noticed that as people are reading the Journey Through the Advent Calendar, is they appreciate it at all different ages. And I think the reason is because it has a nice twist in it with adventure mixed with valuable lessons, but they are real. I mean, the kid is suffering and he's going to go through some tough times, but then there's some humor in it and some action. And the whole book has puzzle pieces that come together at the end. So you're kind of trying to guess where things are going. And it's filled with creatures and characters that you can get attached to and relate to. And as people have been reading it, they've been saying, "Ooh, this person is my favorite character," or "I love this creature in it." And that's been probably the best compliment, is to hear people identifying and wanting to know more about not only the main character, but also all the side characters that are in it. So I think that's what is keeping readers glued to the book.
And this book officially releases November 1st. What do you have to do to sign up to buy it? And also, where can you get it at?
So it's going to be available at all stores that sell books. And so you can order it really anywhere. I have a website. It's rl-daily.com, which is like my other, my pen name is RL Daily for the fantasy thriller books. And then for the other genre of middle grade fiction, I go by my real name, which is Rachel Browdy. And so I have a website people can purchase it on. Beatty Publishing has a website that people can purchase it on to pre-order. And then you can start pre-ordering from anywhere books are sold. So it'll be accessible to everybody.
Well, this has been author Rachel Browdy. She has been discussing her new book coming out November 1st. That'll be in stores wherever books are sold, Journey Through the Advent Calendar. Rachel, thank you so much for your time here on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.